Hi, this is a patient with history of the name of the patient is Dejuan Davis, D-A-J-U-A-N D-A-V-I-S. Date of birth is 12/10/1978. Date of accident is 2/6/2021. And date of service is 12/29/2021. Date of birth 12/10/1978. The patient was involved in an automobile accident as a front seat passenger, where the car was rear-ended. Leading to only headache without TBI symptoms, and also pain in the neck, lower back. The patient also suffered from neck pain, lower back pain, right knee pain, and the left shoulder pain. The patient has had treatment at Divine Physical Therapy for more than 4 to 5 months. And he reports that he's improving significantly. He's also seen Dr. Ramakrishna, who is a spine surgeon, although he has had no injections or any therapy or any surgery. The patient was found to have a herniated disc at L5-S1 and also at C3-4 and C4-5. It appears he can be a candidate for both interventional pain procedures like LESI and CESI, and also for possible surgery. He does have a sacroiliac joint that are quite tender. However, the patient was discharged as he did not come for follow-up. He was expected to come twice before. He was last seen on 11/23/2021. And then he quit coming on, he did not come on 12/1/2021. And also on 12/15 and 12 of 2021. The patient was sent a discharge termination notice. However, now he came back today and he reported that he was suffering for pneumonia for the last 3 weeks, and he was at Henry Ford Hospital inpatient for more than 15 days, 10 to 15 days. And then his wife started delivering. And he has a baby girl, and he could not manage to keep up the appointment. We hope that he's telling the truth. He reports that his pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back is 10. And the and he reports a 40% improvement in the pain level since the time of accident. The areas that are affected are general activity, work, and enjoyment of life, 10. The walking ability is affected, 8. The sleep is affected, 7. Mood and relationship with other people are affected, 6. In the system review, patient reports of headaches without any dizziness, vertigo, vision distance, loss of memory, or lack of focus, lack of concentration, or anxiety, depression, panic. Only he suffers from mild headache, along with difficulty sleeping, some weakness, tension, fatigue is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the right ankle, right knee, left shoulder, and neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, as well as right wrist and hand. He also has a stiffness in the shoulder, neck, and the lower back. There are occasional pins and needles, and decreased range of motion at the right shoulder is reported. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has moderate difficulty breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath, but no asthma. In last 30 days, patient reports that his pain level technically has worsened, and however, there are no changes in the medical history, except that he was admitted to the hospital, Henry Ford, for pneumonia, and that is the hospitalization he has had recently. But no surgery, no weight loss, no other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none. And the compliance history is that patient is compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 155 over 77, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 11/23/2021, dictation number 1205-006. Please do the general review, musculoskeleton exam, and the extremity examination. Plan of care is as follows. Our diagnoses are the same. Plan of care is as follows. After reviewing the labs and all the information, patient is provided with Tylenol with codeine for the timing, number 4 every 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets. The patient has cocaine positive, and he will not be provided any more relief with pain medications, only Ortran. In addition, his MRIs have been reviewed. His options have been discussed with him in a great detail. He may benefit from lumbar epidural and cervical epidural injections. He also has been advised to connect with Dr. Ramakrishna, who is a spine surgeon. In addition, patient may continue with physical therapy temporarily. Since he has already done an extensive physical therapy prior to joining us here, he was initially injured on 2/6/2021. And I have a feeling he has already done 6 months of physical therapy. I will still sign one last part of the physical therapy, 3 times per week, along with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, and McKinsey back program. If the patient chooses not to have any more injections, I will discharge him. He can follow with Dr. Ramakrishna. Thank you.